McDonald's pregame show continues, and we're joined now by the head coach of the Eagles, Craig Biggio, stops by for a visit. And Coach, first of all, off to a great start this year, but I guess the weekend, last weekend, didn't finish like you would have liked.
Well, it didn't. I mean, but that's just part of being, you know, playing a game of baseball. I think we had a good game against Clements. It was, unfortunately, we lost 2-0, but we had some opportunities. Bases loaded twice with one out, and we weren't able to capitalize. So I learned some things about my guys in that situation also. And then we had a game on Saturday, which just wasn't probably our best effort. And then, you know, you move on, and that's what baseball is. But to be 7-2 and the teams that we played already, I'll take that. And then we'll focus on tonight, and hopefully today will go well.
Well, and I would imagine as a coach, you don't go into a season expecting you'll run the table. But especially when you play the level of competition in non-district that you play, Clements, the state runners-up last year in UIL, and some of the other squads you play, it is a good testing ground for your kids, isn't it?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I think that, you know, if you look at any 5A schedule that's out there, I mean, we got to be in the top five as far as competitiveness and strength, obviously. And then once when you get into our conference, it's no easier there either. So, you know, we had some success with it last year, and I think, you know, our guys are excited about it. I think it's very challenging, but I think that, you know, they're up for the challenge, and it's good for them, because at the end of the year, once you get there, hopefully you get to the postseason and the playoffs, that, you know, you're ready for that type of baseball.
Well, now, speaking of tough non-district schedule, you go up against a team that's got some pretty good baseball tradition tonight. Pearland comes to town. Now, they've recently had a regime change over there, but what do you know about your opponent?
Well, they're good. I mean, they're another big school. Obviously, the Little League World Series, kind of all those kids go through that school over there also. So, you know, we know that they're good. They've got a good team. But I worry about my own guys. And if we play well, then I always like our chances. But, you know, like I said, we got to go out there and take one inning at a time. And my goal and focus is always to win that inning. We go from there.
You're no stranger to this, but a guy like Patrick Leonard right now is drawing a little attention. How is that as a coach trying to deal with some of the peripheral stuff that goes along with the games?
Actually, it's a great thing, because Patrick's a great kid. He works hard, loves the game, and he's a good kid. So, I mean, it's, you know, those things evolve. Then you got a talent level that he has. It's been a lot of fun and a privilege to be able to work with a kid like that. So, like I've said before, it's you know, I'm trying to work for all my guys here, the ones that we can get out of here and move on. We'll try to help you out as much as we can. And if not, if this is what it's going to be, you know, we'll have the best high school experience that you can have.
And one final question before we let you go. We had a little rain in the area a little while ago. How's it feel? What kind of shape's it in?
Well, actually, the field's in great shape. I mean, I got here really like 10:30 today and thought about putting the tarp on it a couple times. And then it lightened, and then it's kind of been what it is. So right now, we redid the dirt this year with Steve Arn at his landscape business, and we got some good topsoil on there, so it holds water well, and so we'll see how it goes. But right now, it's in pretty good shape.
Good luck to you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Craig Biggio, the head coach of the Eagles, back with more on the McDonald's pregame report in just a moment.